Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Activities like fraternity parties and initiations have been suspended or curtailed at colleges, including Ball State, Indiana University, Ohio State, and the University of Michigan, as well as at least five where deaths have occurred this year: Florida State, Louisiana State, Penn State, Texas State, and Iowa, where fraternities and sororities on good behavior have been permitted to hold one strictly monitored party per semester. Among adults aged 18 to 64, the uninsured health rate for Hispanics is now about 17.9 percentage points higher than for whites, down from a difference of 26 percentage points in 2013, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. The uninsured rate for blacks is 4.6 percentage points higher than for whites, compared with a gap of 10.4 points in 2013. 92% of people online use emoji every year. 75% of them want more emoji options. Because of their connection to sport and wealth, high heels became a signifier of social class in Western Europe. During the Renaissance, heels and platforms could give men a competitive advantage among their shorter peers, as well as elevate them from the streets where people poured out their chamber pots. Courtesans soon adopted them as a status symbol, wearing extra high chapeaux or platforms to tower above other court members in a symbolic show of sexual dominance. Women throughout the European courts began to adopt high heels in the 16th century. Catherine de' Medici wore heels to her wedding in 1533. Queen Elizabeth I favored them over other footwear. For years, Uber secretly spied on key executives, drivers, and employees at rival ride-hailing companies as part of a larger intelligence-gathering operation that spanned multiple countries, according to a letter made public in federal court. One of the top executives of a consulting firm that the EPA has recently hired to help with media affairs has spent the past year investigating agency employees who've been critical of the Trump administration, federal records show. In the hashtag MeToo moment, three more women have come forward with allegations of sexually inappropriate behavior from the actions of Dustin Hoffman in the 1980s. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFL.